On this Memorial Day, when we remember fallen soldiers, we're also remembering the almost 100,000 Americans lost so far in the pandemic. And we're keeping an eye on crowded beaches, hoping they don't lead to more.
At the same time, workers are optimistic that a careful reopening will mean a return to a paycheck rather than an unemployment check. Republicans and Democrats are still divided on whether more aid to businesses and families will be needed and what shape any new relief package would take. But Derek Thompson says when Congress returns to work, much more money will be needed to be spent to avoid another Great Depression. He's senior editor at The Atlantic and joins us from Washington as he does each Monday. Derek, make your case. You say $10 trillion in total spending is necessary.
Yeah, I want to first acknowledge that I imagine a lot of people listening to the number $10 trillion are thinking, excuse me, what? $10 trillion? How could that possibly work? So let me just quickly walk through the numbers. We've spent about $3 trillion so far. That includes the CARES Act that was passed in March. But people are still struggling. You have widespread business failure, and you also have state and local governments who, because people aren't buying stuff and often aren't earning as much money because they're unemployed or furloughed, aren't going to get income tax from a lot of their citizens. So I think we need another across-the-board multi-trillion dollar bill that would include money for families, extended unemployment benefits. It would include bailouts for many small businesses, and it would include about $500 billion for state and local governments. And I think it could require another several hundred billion dollars more for hospitals, rural areas, treatments, antivirals, and vaccine research. So I want us to develop the kind of civic stomach for the possibility that over the next few years, we might have to spend the equivalent of $10 trillion.
But what about people who worry about the debt, about somebody who is going to have to pay that money down many years from now, maybe even decades from now? Why saddle the future generations with so much debt?
Yeah, it's a really important question to address. First, the United States does not borrow money the same way that a family borrows money from a bank. We control our own currency. We can authorize spending without necessarily raising the equivalent in taxes and run a deficit. I think more generally, a lot of people are worried about future inflation, future debt. Well, We're suffering a once-in-a-century drought right now, and worrying about future taxes and future inflation and future debt incurrence is a little bit like trying to fix a drought and watering your crops and worrying, well, what happens if there's a terrible flood in the near future? Well, we need to address the problem that we have without worrying too much about the problems that we might have if we fix what's wrong with the economy and the virus today in 2020.
Now, what about the argument that has been made by Republicans, including the White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, who told CNN earlier this month that the White House was on a pause, that it makes sense to pause right now before any more relief comes from Congress? Listen.
We put up $3 trillion of direct federal budget assistance in one way or another. Let's see how it's doing as we gradually reopen the economy.
Now, we've heard this from lawmakers we've spoken to as well, Derek. What about that idea? Wait, let's see what happens, and then maybe there's more money coming.
I would say that Washington might think that they have time to pause, but families right now who are unemployed and might not be able to pay rent in August, they can't afford to pause. State and local governments are in the process of constructing budgets for 2021, for fiscal year 2021, and they're looking at incoming tax revenue that's been utterly obliterated because of the decline in sales tax revenue and income tax revenue. None of these groups have the luxury of pausing. You know, the unemployment insurance benefit bump up of $600 per week that was passed earlier this year, that's going to run out in the middle of the summer. So I think it's a little bit of a fantasy to think that we have that much time to just wait around and see what's going to happen. We know what is happening. We can see the suffering that's happening right now, and we need to act on it.
And what about people who say, well, then just let things open up instead of having Congress come to the rescue?
Yeah, this is a really complicated argument, and I think it has to do with a bit of a misnomer about opening up. It's not as if state and local governments or President Trump have like a garage door opener that they can push and just say, boom, I press the button, the economy is open. You know, citizens are co-openers and co-closers of the economy. If they don't feel safe in bars and restaurants and stores and stadiums, they're not going to go, whether or not the doors are chained. In some parts of the country, you see people starting to go back to these places because they're looking around and they're not afraid of the local outbreak. Or maybe in some places like Idaho and Montana, the local outbreak actually is pretty small. But there's lots of other places where there is a live outbreak right now. And as a result, families, no matter what their governors or mayors are saying, are staying put. We have to solve the virus problem before we can fully solve the economic problem. Both of those problems take money, and both of them require spending that can be authorized today.
That is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.